You are about to experience the Jerry Banfield Show. We hope it'll help you live, learn, and love your best today. Thank you very much for your willingness to listen to the ads at the beginning of each show, because you can feel great knowing you're helping me earn a few cents every ad you listen to. When we add all the cents up, that gives me enough to record this podcast for you almost every day. What is the greatest gift you have to offer the world today? What I'm referring to by greatest gift is the exact form that your creativity will take. For me, I think making videos is the greatest gift I have to offer today. This is one of the most powerful ways I have available to communicate. My entire life is set up to give the gift of these video classes, which also then can be easily translated into audiobooks and into written copy. That's the greatest gift I have to give today. Live streaming is another great gift I have to give. And what I try and do is explore and play with all the great gifts that I can give. What I hope this motivates you to do is start looking and figuring out what is the great gift you uniquely have to give. Your gift may look different than mine. I'll show you some ideas here that I hope are inspiring. Your gift might be to give YouTube videos. This is one of my primary gifts, is to give YouTube videos out that are educational. One of my great gifts is to give online courses. I have a page on my website at jerrybanfield.com/free courses. It has free coupons to my 70 plus online classes. This is one of the great gifts I have to offer. I have a list of resources. Just making a list of resources might be a great gift you have to offer other people. I show exactly on my jerrybanfield.com/resources, I show the things I use in my business. One of the most challenging things I've found in building my business online is just figuring out all these different things, all these different products and services, and how to put them all together into a business that works online. Maybe you might prefer blogging. I've got hundreds of blog posts on my website, and I have help with my blog posts, because the most effective method I've found for me to deliver my gift is to make videos as the original form that I create, and then to hire help with turning those videos into things like blog posts by having them transcribed and then put into a blog post on my website. And then once I've got them, for example, by having them transcribed and put into a Kindle book, then I can make the audiobook version out of that as well. What I'm learning is that the more I get help with giving my gift, the more formats I can have it in. The trick is to ask, what is the greatest gift I have to give to the world? And when you keep asking that, you'll find the work you love to do, the highest level work you love to do. I enjoy writing. I think the highest level work I have to offer is in making the videos. I can get help getting them into writing, but if I do the writing, then I have to do additional work to get it into a video. Your greatest work may be writing books or narrating audiobooks. You might make a great audiobook narrator. You see how challenging it can be to really get into looking at all the different things you can do. I have books, both audio, and I've got books on Kindle and hard copy that you can get on my website. Your greatest work might be a podcast. I have a podcast with hundreds of episodes, most of which are simply the audio from YouTube videos I've done. However, I did decide in last year, in 2016, I decided to start doing a new podcast episode every single day. The first day was November 11th, and I'm grateful so far every single day I've uploaded a new episode on my podcast. That's another way to give my gift. Your gift might be doing t-shirts. You see, I have t-shirts I sell now. I make t-shirts, and I sell them on Redbubble. I've got things like prayer, which a guy at Disney said he really liked that shirt. I've got word search. You can get them in men's, women's. You can get pajamas. Your gift might be to put up posts on Instagram. You might be able to make photos or videos that inspire people on Instagram, that brighten people's day. Your gift might be to write tweets that people love. It seems that my gift is not to write tweets people love or put up photos on Instagram. What I've learned is to respect, to offer my gift in whatever form seems right. But this is just the tip of the iceberg. Your gift might be to paint. Your gift might be to make music. Your gift might be to help people in the form of talking with people one-on-one. Your gift might be to do stand-up comedy. I'm taking a shot at that. Your gift might be a living statue in the middle of a park somewhere. Your gift can take so many different forms. What I've found the key is to figure out what that gift is and what form it takes that resonates best with me. I love doing these videos here with you. And that is a form I've found that my gift takes, that I have the ability to do a wonderful job making videos just like this. And that's from trial and error. I've tried lots of things. As you can see, you might not think my shirts are the very best design. You might go to my Instagram and say, well, your gift is definitely not making pictures. Those are awful. Or you might read my Twitter and say, well, it's definitely not writing tweets. If you look at some of the books and look at some of the reviews on them, I am sure you might side with some of the people and say, well, with 24 ratings on a book and an average of 3.2, your gift might not be doing audiobooks. Another one here, it has a 2-star review on it. You might say that maybe it's not a gift of doing an audiobook on this particular subject. I've tried giving my gift in a bunch of different ways. And maybe my gift in 10 years, maybe I'll be painting full time and all I'll do is paint. I don't know. The form of my gift tends to change as well. If you look on my YouTube channel, the videos I've made over the last several years have changed a lot. I make videos on Dash. Here's one at Disney. I've made a ton of gaming videos in the past. I've made a bunch of these inspirational podcast videos. I've made training videos. I've made videos playing music. The exact form my gift is given in changes over time. What is really helpful is to learn what form you can give your gift in today that will do the most good for other people. And the shortcut to that is usually however you feel. I was making videos on League of Legends and thousands of people were watching them. But what I was noticing is that I wasn't feeling good about giving my gift in that format. Lots of times when I would make videos on League of Legends, I would feel really like I had just went to work. I'd feel like I was just doing a job where I wasn't really putting my heart into it, but more rather I was doing something as a means to an end. To me, that's one of the ways I've figured out to see what form my gift is given in best. I feel so excited about being able to do these videos in the morning. I love doing video classes. I love being able to have that available in audiobook and on Kindle. I love that. And I feel good after I've done it. I feel like I've really made a positive contribution. When I upload this video, I feel like I've done something great. I feel good about it. When I write a blog post, I often feel like I've just done work. Like I've done something that's not the best form of my gift. Sometimes there's no substitute for just doing trial and error. The last time I made a League of Legends video, I noticed I was really unhappy, and guess what? I haven't done another League of Legends video since then. After doing that last video, I realized maybe I should stop doing League of Legends videos and start doing videos I like doing more. This is the essence of giving the gift. I think each of us has a gift to give the world. And it requires playing around. It requires experimenting. It requires failing to give the gift in a way that's enjoyable. It requires messing things up. It requires often making blog posts that no one wants to read. It requires making shirts that no one wants to buy or putting videos up on Instagram that or posts up that hardly anyone cares about or gets excited. Or as you can see on many of my Twitter tweets, putting up videos that hardly anyone cares about even though there's 1,000 people following me. in having the courage to go forward with the creative freedom and experiment, then I think each of us has the opportunity to isolate the most effective method to give the gift on a daily basis. And that's what I then track. I've learned that video is one of the most effective methods for me to give my gift. However, there may be some new virtual reality thing that comes out in the future that may be even better than video, and I may be giving the gift in that form in 10 years. I don't know. What I try and do is show up every day to give my gift, and I try and keep listening for feedback on how I'm giving my gift. What I've noticed is that when I'm giving the gift in a way that's not fulfilling for me, that's not doing the most good I can do for other people, I tend to get feedback that matches that. I tend to feel bad about the work I'm doing. I tend to feel not confident, insecure. I tend to feel like I'm using the work I do as a means to make money or to get to some end of having power or respect or followers. I find when I'm doing things for the right reason, I'm really excited about it, and I'm excited just to do it. Even if no one ever watches this, I'm still excited to do it. As this is close to 10 hours in, it's very possible no one may ever listen to this. And yet, it's something I've loved doing. I've loved giving this gift. I'm enjoying right now giving this gift. And that makes all the difference in the world. Will you look today and see what opportunity you have to give your unique gift to the world? I think every one of us has a unique gift to give. And this often comes from looking at our past and seeing our past as a perfect opportunity to give an amazing gift. The same things that we often think of are limiting us or burdening us in our past often have produced the gift for us to give. In my stand-up comedy, which one of my tasks today is to try and figure out how to get the caption files correctly submitted in it, after two other caption files were submitted correctly, but this one, for some reason, has had all kinds of issues. What I've done in my stand-up comedy is to talk about some of the most foul, shameful, and embarrassing sexual moments in my life on what I hope will be on Amazon Prime. If it meets their quality standards, it might be too foul for them to even put on there. I use all the language that I used to originally talk about and think about these things. What you might look at all these shameful and embarrassing sexual memories I have, you might look at those as a burden, as something that makes me feel like I'm a bad person or not good enough. In the context of stand-up comedy, I think they are absolutely priceless. In fact, I think it's possible you may have actually seen my stand-up comedy first. If it's 2018 or beyond, you may have seen my stand-up comedy originally and then came into watching this or listening or reading this afterwards. Why? Because my past, all these moments in my life that I used to beat myself up about and regret and feel bad about, now these are a tremendous asset for stand-up comedy. I watched the first 20 minutes of my stand-up comedy and I laughed. Even though I just recorded it, I laughed. As a viewer, I said, my God, this is ridiculous. This is foul. This is hilarious. I've never heard anything quite like this. I've heard my share of stand-up comedy, many of which has foul language and many of which has embarrassing sexual scenes in it, but I've never seen something like this. This is ridiculous. It reminds me of listening to Eminem in middle school, the things that you'd hear on the Marshall Mathers LP and the Slim Shady LP. It reminds me of that, for better or worse. I was inspired to do that because someone suggested I try stand-up comedy. When you open yourself up to giving your gift, lots of times the universe, often through other people, will guide you as to exactly how to give your gift. I don't even remember exactly how I started putting videos on YouTube, but I bet my friends suggested, or that I was talking about it one night on hanging out, playing with my friends, and I just made a YouTube channel. My first video on YouTube was different ways to say the F word. That's not exactly the inspiring video you might imagine. And yet, that got me started giving my gift. Even though that did not prove an effective format to give my gift in, my early videos were absolutely terrible quality and not helpful. it started the ball rolling of giving my gift. If you want to paint and you paint something horribly ugly, that doesn't mean you don't have the gift of painting to give. What I've learned is to just try things and see what I love. I've started making some music, and guess what? The whole world has not instantly said that I've got amazing musical talent. But I've started. I've given it a shot. And I'm excited to try and make some more music. And that's the first step. If you don't ever try and take the first step and see what gifts you can give, then how do you know what your gift is? I have had several people suggest I do stand-up comedy, which is why I thought to give it a try. Now, if, let's say, in some theoretical universe, it becomes hugely successful, I think this is very possible. It could be watched by millions of people and be a sensation. That is easily possible. If that happens, the reason behind that is that several people suggested I do it, and I took a leap of faith and tried it, even when I, on many levels, would rather not do it. I generally don't cuss in my life today. If you end up seeing my stand-up comedy, it's full of cussing. It's full of nasty stuff. A lot of levels, I'd like to just be this angel guy who looks like he's got his whole life together and is this perfect person, but that's not the truth. The truth is, I'm an ordinary person just like everyone else. I have my ups and downs. I've been inspired by my friend Jordan suggested I read Steve Jobs' biography. I've been inspired at looking what a whole person Steve Jobs presented to the world. He presented a lunatic to the world lots of times. He presented an excited child to the world. He presented a liar and a cheat and a thief to the world who steals the idea from Xerox for a graphical user interface and puts it into the Mac. Who aggressively tries to steal people away from where they work and get them to work for him. I like the well-rounded person, and I see part of the gift I have to give is my past. My past is a treasure trove of situations that are funny for stand-up comedy, that are sad and worth crying over, that help with recovery. When I look more and more at the gifts I have to give, I realize that my past is full, not of what you might call base metal or lead, something that is simply a burden for me to drag around. But my past presents the opportunity for alchemy, to see that everything in my past is like gold. That all I need to do is pull it out and ask, how may I give this as a gift to the world? How may I give my shameful sexual situations as a gift that's useful to the world, that can make people laugh and make people feel better about their own situations that they swore to never tell anyone about, and that they go around like a burden, feeling like they're a bad person because they experienced them? I'm grateful that people have taught me the art of alchemy in The Alchemist and in many other books to translate the things that seem like a burden into an asset. I think that's at the core of gift giving. And when you are able to take inventory of what you have been through and are doing and would like to do, when you use the help of the relationships in your life, you'll be in the position then to work on the discovery of your gift, to work on putting your gift on YouTube or on a website for free or in a list or on blog posts, in images, in books, in a podcast, on shirts, on Instagram, on Twitter, whatever your gift is, on paintings, on the radio, wherever your gift is. When you're ready to give it, you will have all the help you need to give it. You'll find you already have the help you need. If you've been asking for help, if you want help giving your gift, guess what? You're already in the right place. I'm here to help. That's what I do. I try and help every day as many people as would like the help to give their gift, because I want a world full of your gifts. I want your gifts. I want you to make beautiful paintings, so when I go sit in a restaurant, there's not some ugly copied photo that doesn't mean anything and that someone made just to make money. But there's your beautiful artwork in there that I look at and I appreciate the beauty of the universe. When I go search for something, I want to find your video when I need help instead of not finding the help I need. When I go to Google something, I want to find your blog post, as I've found so many other people's who've given me the exact information I've needed when I needed it. When I'm running low on inspiration, I want to find your podcast, just as I found Tim Ferriss' podcast, which has helped me. And when I needed help learning how to invest and do better with my money, guess what? Tony Robbins already wrote a book for that. When I needed help learning how to do some programming again and make music, guess what? Other people had already given me the gifts of their online courses. But for every gift that's been given, there's room for 10 more. There's room for so many more gifts, whether that is in any form it takes. I'm grateful to be here with you today. I hope I've done a good job sharing my gift with you today. Wow, you got all the way to the end of this video. Thank you very much for watching this. If you want to keep watching more videos like this, where you take a look at the Jerry Banfield vlog playlist on YouTube and subscribe, because you'll find a lot more videos just like this where it's just a talking head video and I'm blah, blah, blah about something. You also might enjoy my video tutorials by Jerry Banfield playlist, along with all the other tutorials and entertaining videos I release on YouTube. What you've just watched is a free preview from the full course named Employed. The idea of this course is to help you be employed doing work you love for the rest of your life, just as I do, which I'm so grateful for. I put all of the information I could think of to help you with this into one course that I imagine you will love and enjoy. And by buying the course, you will also be helping me to continue being here with you and employing others to do work they love collaborating with me. You'll find a link to take the course and maybe even a coupon in the description on Euthena.com, which is my video course platform. It'll look something like this when you go to check out. And you can also take the course right now on Skillshare. It's an 11-hour course. There's a link in the description for that as well. Will you please use the link to take it if you want to try Skillshare? Because what's cool about Skillshare, it gives you 2 months for free. And then there's, in addition to all my video courses, you can watch 25,000 plus other courses for $15 a month or $96 a year. For me, I've got a platform on Euthena that you also can get course bundles on. If you prefer one-time purchases or you want things like services, you may love using my Euthena platform. You also can listen to more episodes on my podcast for free at jerrybanfield.com/podcast, where you can get more of these kind of formats in just audio. Thank you very much for being here with me and taking a look at the Employed course. We hope you love and enjoy it. If you'd like to, if you're so moved by this, you really just can't get enough Jerry Banfield, you can get that Jerry Banfield Forever All Course Bundle, which will give you all courses forever working that I make, all including the ones I narrate and the ones that I produce. If you want to have the best chance at being employed by me, I recommend becoming a Jerry Banfield partner. Several of the partners that have joined my group, yes, it's $1,000 cost today, but you get voice calls with me. You get a partners only Facebook group and Discord permission, along with private label rights to all my videos. Some of the partners have earned thousands of dollars working with me, because when I get to know you, I'm thinking, how can I help you earn $10,000 out of your partner membership? Lots of times it's just by helping me do what I already do. Thus, if you want to get in my inner circle, this is how you do it. Plus, this includes all the courses I make for life as well. Thank you for getting to the end of this video. I trust you'll leave a like on it if you enjoyed it. And I imagine, since you are one of the few that's made it all the way to the end, I'll be seeing you again real soon. Will you take a look at my Officer Banfield book, available in the best format I think is audiobook on Audible? Because if you are one who likes law enforcement stories or correction stories, I imagine you will go crazy listening to Officer Banfield. This is my real life 3 years of experience in corrections and law enforcement. Incredible stories. I've never heard anyone share anything like this in a book before. I think you will absolutely love it. If you especially are in recovery, this is kind of a fifth step where we admit the nature of our wrongs to others. It includes the most worst, awful parts of my time in law enforcement and corrections. It's also available on Kindle and on paperback as well as audiobook. If you'd like to buy it, will you please go to jerrybanfield.com and click those links, because you'll love knowing that you're helping me earn the most as an author that way.